Hello, sir. How are you this morning? Ah, that's good. I'm happy to hear that you're able to recover from your jet lag after arriving yesterday. Oh, me? Well, I'm looking forward to seeing what we have in store for today. Sir, is there anything I can do to help start your day? I could get you coffee or tea. No? Then, is there anything you'd like to use me for? That look. You have no idea what I'm talking about, do you? Okay, well, that's a bit of a relief. I was worried that you didn't find me attractive or something. What does that have to do with anything? Well, since you're a director in our organization and you're temporarily filling in this vacant leadership position, I've been assigned as your free use assistant for the duration of your stay. Would you like to use me this morning? You've never heard of free use benefits at all? Other companies in the organization don't have this program. All right, well, no worries. I can explain how this works. It is my job after all. Okay, imagine that throughout the course of the day, there are various distractions that pop up and get in the way of good decision making. Stresses, frustrations, any number of things that could be alleviated by a nice orgasm. That doesn't sound so far-fetched, does it? Well, that's why we employ over 2 dozen free use assistants. We want all of our managers to have clarity, focus, and minimal stress while they're here at work. Normally, you just use me whenever and however you'd like, but since you're not familiar with the program, it might be best if I take charge this time. Wait, please just give me a chance, sir. I think you'll find yourself even more grounded and energized after a nice morning orgasm. I'm completely serious. You really don't have this benefit at other locations? No, it's not some sort of trick. Here, look at my ID badge. Do you want to call my department head for confirmation? It's extension 147. Look, I'm gonna start now, okay? Really? No, that's great. You're gonna love this and look forward to coming to work here, I promise. Oh, don't worry about the door. This is a well-integrated part of our workplace culture here. There's no judgment or awkwardness at all. Yes, really. I could suck you off in the employee lounge and people would just go about their business. We could fuck in an elevator and if someone walked in, they'd ask us to push a button for them at the most. Really? Free use is an important benefit that supports our workplace environment. And all of our employees treat it with respect. Now, you stay standing. I'll get on my knees and there we go. How about I just lightly trace my fingers along these heavy, swollen balls? Before taking my tongue and licking them. Doesn't that feel good? it's okay to admit that you're stressed. I mean, you shouldn't even have to be here. Our leadership team had no succession plan in place for a key senior management vacancy that people knew was coming for over 2 years. No movement on filling the position. Barely any attempts were made for even short-term coverage. Isn't that upsetting? It's still a little bit frustrating. No, I'm not trying to aggravate you, sir. Half your day was spent traveling. You have to spend weeks, maybe months away from home. Away from your girlfriend. That's stressful, isn't it? I feel like you aren't really enjoying this, sir. Don't you want to use me? You're not really all that stressed or frustrated? What about having to see so many pretty college interns here? All of them calling you sir whenever they greet you or bring you something. Speaking of which, did you see the receptionist this morning? Who? The receptionist in the main lobby. The checkered pencil skirt, white blouse, black jacket. I'm sure you saw her and spent a few minutes saying good morning. Yes, sir. Of course, it's natural that you would introduce yourself and hear from the people who work here. I do understand our approach to managing change processes and the need to make good contact, sir. I'm sure that all of your inquiries and interactions have been strictly about what is best for the company. What's wrong, sir? Feeling a little guilty, perhaps? Lecturing me about your workplace ethics while I have your cock in my mouth? You don't like it when I question your professionalism, do you? I saw you moving to put your hand on the back of my head. Liar. Yes, you were. You wanted to teach me a lesson, didn't you? Are you resisting the urge to facefuck me right now? I see. Is that what I have to do for you to embrace this program? Behave like an impudent cunt? I can do that. Go ahead then, sir. Force me to gag on your cock. Do it, and I'll full well understand how much of a pervert you are. Here, pin my wrist up against the wall. Don't let me use my hands. Now, fuck my face, pervert. Prove me right. Show me how all it takes to abandon your professionalism is for a pretty girl to look up at you. Mm-hmm. That's a spirit? Good boy. You like making me choke on your cock? Yeah? And make me gag on it, pervert. I mean, Mr. Director, sir. There you go. Take out your frustration on me. Finally. Isn't this nice? How could you not want an assistant like me? Just close your eyes and let go. Use my mouth. Yes, sir. This is exactly what I'm here for. Now call me her name while you fuck my face. Do it. Do it, sir. Please. It'll make you feel so good. Trust me. That's it. Moan her name. Again. Wait, hold on. Oh. No, you're fine. I can take it. I just need a second to catch my breath. You're close? Here, a snapping on my face. Just slow down. Better? Hey, wait! What are you doing? Well, well. Look who's finally using his assistant the proper way. You know, it's a good thing I'm here for you to use. Who knows what you might do with all this pent-up frustration? That poor receptionist. He'd probably drag her into a conference room. Rip her skirt off. Pull her panties to the side. And thrust into her dripping wet cunt. Oh, she'd like it at first. But you wouldn't be able to control yourself. You'd get too rough with her, wouldn't you, pervert? Mm-hmm. You grab onto her hair and start pulling, spanking her. Oh, maybe take off your tie, wrap it around her throat, and pull. Mm-hmm. Her soft whimpers growing louder as you stretch her cunt open, begging you to please stop. Imagine her struggling, trying to pin down the feelings of shame, fear, and helplessness, becoming as angry with herself as she is at you, beginning to cry. Please stop, sir. Why are you doing this? Why me? It hurts. You're hurting me. Okay, sir. I think that's enough fantasizing about breaking that sweet little receptionist. You do have a schedule to keep after all. So, let's go. dancer. Show me what good for you is whore I am. Just grab a hold of me and take it. My cunt's here for you to use. Come on. Is that the best you can do, sir? You want my pussy? Yeah? You do? Then take it. Keep fucking me. Fuck me hard. Hard, I said. Yes. Pound me. Pound me. Fuck. Don't stop. Oh. Fuck, don't stop. Keep fucking me. Oh, that's it. Yes. Fuck. This is your cunt, sir. Slam into this fucking cunt. Oh. Come on, you pervert. Is this the best you can do? Come on. Stretch this dripping with cunt. Yes. That's it. Good boy. Good boy. Good boy. Oh, your cock is amazing. Fuck. You're spoiling my cunt so good. Oh, fuck. Fuck. Harder. Oh, fuck me harder. Oh, harder. Oh, fuck. God. Fuck. Very well then, sir. Now, shall we go over the schedule for today?